The Gemara says, Mishnah says in Dafi Tesa Med Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, Al Kol Tzara Shalatoba La Tzibur Masrin Alein. Any Tzara that should not come on the Tzibur, we're Masrin Alein, we blow the Chatzitzitz and we daven. That is the din of being Masriya on a Tzara Chutz Mir of Geshamim, except for Rav Geshamim. So the lesson of the Mishnah is Al Kol Tzara Shalatoba La Tzibur, any Tzara that should not come on the Tzibur. Now the Pella is, if you look in the Rambam, the way he passes this Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Tanis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Saseim in Atar Lizak Velariyah Bechatzaitis Al Kol Tzar Shetovei Al Tzibur. The Rambam changes the lashon of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says Al Kol Tzar Shelaytav Al Tzibur. The Rambam uses the lashon Al Kol Tzar Shetovei Al Tzibur, and the question is why? Why would the Rambam be Mishana the lashon of the Tana? The Tana says Shelaytav Al Tzibur. Why would the Rambam change it and say Kol Tzar Shetovei Al Tzibur Chalila? And to make matters worse, if you look in the Kaseres of the Rambam before all of his halachas always has a one line where he tells you what mitzvahs are going to be included. And these halachas are the Kaseres in the beginning of Hilchos Tanis, where the Rambam says what mitzvah is included in these halachas. The Rambam says like this: Mitzvah asay achas v'hi lizak lifnei Hashem b'chol es tzara gedayla shaloi tava al tzibur. It's like the Rambam, there's one mitzvah asay to cry to Hashem at any time of a tzara. But over here, the Rambam reverts back to the Lashon in the Mishnah. He says, "B'chol is tzar gedayla shaloi tava letzibur." So over here, in the Kaseres, the Rambam does follow the Lashon of the Tana, who says shaloi tavai. But yet, in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam says the Lashon of Kol Tzar Shetovei letzibur. He's Mishana from the Lashon of the Tana. So why does the Rambam change from the Lashon of the Tana in the Mishnah Torah over here, in the Yad HaChazaka? And if he does have reason to change, why not change the Kaseres? Why in the Kaseres does he say the Lashon of the Tana, tzar shaloi tavai letzibur? And I think the Rambam is doing a gevaldik thing over here. Meduktok l'shana hazav, heavy word in the Rambam is meduktok hetev. And what's the pshat? Why does the Tana over here use the solution called tzar shaloi tava la tzibur? That doesn't really make sense. We should say on any tzar that will come on the tzibur, we're masriya. What does it mean al kol tzar shaloi tava that should not come? So Rashi already says shalotava lishna ma'alya nakat. This is a lishna ma'alya. This is a lashon nekiya. It's sort of a lashon saginar. The Tana doesn't want to say any tzar that will come, which your chalila being Pesach Pelasatan, that a tzar should come. So even though that would be the correct way of saying it, but he's Mishan of the Lashon, he says, Al Kol Tzar Shaloi Tava, even though it doesn't really make any sense, because we're saying it in Lashon Nekiya, Lashon Ma'alya, to not be Pesach Pelasatan. That's why the Tana did what he did. But I think the Rambam is very different than the Gemara. The Rambam is writing a Halacha Sefer. The Yad HaChazaka is a place where the Rambam is very makbid to write halachas and no more. It's not a Musa Sefer, it's not a Sefer of Vertlach, it's not a Sefer of Biurim or Pirushim. Sometimes you could pick it up, Aga, from how the Rambam says it. But the Rambam, his job is to write in a concise fashion what exactly the halacha is, what is the halacha of Tarshu Baal Peh. And the halacha is, the correct way of saying it is, Al Kol Tzar Shetavai. That is the reality, that is the halacha, that is the din. To say Al Kol Tzar Shetavai is not correct, that's not accurate, and the Rambam is not going to write something which is not accurate. It is accurate for the Tana to speak in such a way, because the Tana is not just telling you a halacha, the Tana is teaching Galimudim, and the Tana is speaking B'lashon Nekiya. That's something that Tanaim and Amorim have a right to do in the Mishnah and the Gemara. But the Rambam, where he's writing the concise and exact halacha, the Rambam says the emes the way it is, and the way the halacha should be said is Al Kol Tzara Shetavai, even though it's not a lashon nekiya, but the Rambam has to say the exact concise halacha. Now what about the Kaseres? The Kaseres is not the Yad HaChazaka. The Kaseres is not a halacha sefer. The Kaseres is a hakdama, it's an introduction. The Rambam is introducing the halacha to you, telling you what halachas are going to be over here. So in the Kaseres, the Rambam has the liberty to use the lashon of the Tana and say Al Kol Tzara Shetavai Letzibur. He also wants to use the lashon nekiya, lishna ma'alya, and follow the Lashon of the Tana, because the Kaseres is not the Yad itself, that's not the Halacha, that's an introduction to the Halacha. So in the Hakadama, the Rambam has more leeway to say the way the Tana does it, to not be Pesach Belisatan, to use the Lashon Nekiya. But in the Yad itself, the Rambam is Meduktak Hetev, the Rambam says the Halacha the way it is, and therefore he's Mishana the Lashon of the Tana from Shloi Tovel Atzibur, Shetovel Atzibur, because that's the way the Rambam writes it. But Lamaisa, the Lishon Alia, as the Tana says it, Al Kotzar Shloi Tovel Atzibur.